The Matanuska Susitna Borough is working on a plan to dry dock the ferry Susitna in Cook Inlet. But the move would cost the borough more than $1 million. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
Long the albatross around the borough's neck, the MV Susitna may yet be put into service. At Tuesday's Matsu Borough Assembly meeting, Borough Manager John Moosey said Cruise Marine has presented the borough with a bid to bring the ship from Ketchikan to Cook Inlet.
We have the cost from Cruise Marine to take it out of the water and put it to sleep.
If the plan is successful, the next move would be to find a partner to help put the ferry into service in Cook Inlet, Moosey said. Earlier, Moosey had outlined five options for dealing with the ferry, which is costing the borough about $70,000 a month to keep in Ketchikan. The borough manager said that the vessel could be scrapped or sold or operated as intended or dry docked in Cook Inlet, or the borough could continue seeking a solution to dispose of its one-of-a-kind ship. Moosey reminded the body that the borough still has to pay back about $6 million in federal money that is tied to the ship. Moosey said time is running short on making a decision on the move because moving the ship depends on a high tide in September and October.
The port area would be dug out, which would fit. The curved cradles would be placed there, and at the high tide, the ferry would be floated in on top of the cradles.
Assembly members' reaction to the news ran from skeptical to supportive. Assemblyman Warren Keogh said the move was too risky because it is not known yet if insurance will cover damages to the vessel if something goes wrong.
But frankly, as the dry dock costs and risks are described here, it's not prudent to do it. As much as I'd like to see it here, I think the most prudent option would be, and it pains me to say it, but continue doing what we're doing in the short term and sell the boat and cut our losses.
Moosey also told the panel that he had four solid offers to buy the ship, although none of the potential buyers had put cash on the table yet. In the end, the assembly passed a motion directing the borough manager to continue negotiations with Cruise and to resolve them as soon as possible. Cruise Marine won't comment on the plan before a contract is signed with the borough. I'm Ellen Lockyer.
The Alaska Marine Highway System manager says the first of two day boats will be sailing Lynn Canal even before the summer of 2016. Captain John Felvey and other state transportation officials are holding meetings on the new ferry design this week. The first was in Juneau last night, and KTOO's Rosemary Alexander was there.
The purpose of this was to have a lunchbox boat.
Will Nickum is an engineer for Elliott Bay Design Group in Seattle, architects for the day boats and other Alaska Marine Highway ships. But the paradigm of state ferries is changing. Instead of operating 24 hours a day, the proposed 280-foot shuttles would be tied up at the end of 12 hours, like the fast ferries Fairweather and Chenega.
And at the end of the day, the crew would go home and then come back the next morning and start all over again.
The current design shows a closed car deck, but state officials originally said it would be open. That drew a lot of criticism from passengers who were familiar with Lynn Canal's rough seas and sprays. Architects Elliott Bay advised against it, and Nickum says it would cost only slightly more.
But the weather protection and the potential for lower maintenance, the recommendation was pretty strong back to the state, and the states accepted that recommendation. So the design you see now has a closed car deck.
The day boats would first serve Juneau, Skagway, and Haines, carrying 53 standard-sized vehicles and 300 passengers, and travel at about 15.5 knots. There wouldn't be much time in port.
Rapid unload and load of the passengers and vehicles is important to meet this day boat concept. For a rapid turnaround, you need to drive through loading and unloading, not too much monkey motion around through side doors and whatnot. Really want to come on the bow, go off the stern, or come on the stern and go off the bow.
Juneau resident Bob Millard wonders how realistic that turnaround is. He rides the Alaska Marine Highway often, and also Washington State ferries, which are day boats.
You know, I'm concerned about crew fatigue and the time it takes to load in ports. Like Haines, you have a lot of tourists. The turnaround time is probably a factor, given all the traffic and inexperience of people loading and unloading.
Millard says the potential delays would make that 12-hour day a very tight schedule. The preliminary design study for the shuttle ferries came out last month, and a public comment period is underway. This week's meetings in Juneau, Skagway, and Haines are strictly informational. Marine Highway Manager Falvey believes both ships will be operational by the middle of 2016. The funding comes from a previous Alaska-class ferry project.
We have approximately $118 million to work with, and we feel very confident that we can deliver both of these boats, all said and done, for that price.
Falvey says the design team is now working detailed scenarios.
What would the system look like when the first Alaska-class ferry comes on? What would it look like when the second one comes on? And there will still be mainliners running up through the canal.
The public comment period on the preliminary design ends August 30th. Comments should be made online through the Alaska Department of Transportation website. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.